couple of weeks ago, I read a news story that I didn't think I needed to read. It was, Pope Benedict is not dead. I was like, shouldn't that be a given? Like, it's news if he had passed away, right? Pope Emeritus Benedict is 96 years old, but we assume he's still alive until we hear otherwise. So I said, why am I even reading this article saying he's not dead? And it turns out that there's an Italian, a school teacher, who gets his giggles by setting up false Twitter accounts and tweeting out wrong information. And I mean, he's done this in the past, but this time he'd gone over the top. He'd spent years cultivating this Twitter account that looked official, like it was from some German bishop. And like, he'd send out occasional tweets, didn't say it was official, but he decided to tweet out that Pope Benedict Emeritus had died. And the news world went into a tizzy from something they heard on Twitter. It wasn't from the Vatican, it wasn't from any official source, it wasn't from a verified Twitter account. It was just some Italian school teacher who thought it was funny to get people all riled up. How ridiculous is that? When Jesus talks to us today about false prophets and those who come to you in sheep's clothing but are underneath ravenous wolves, this guy immediately came to mind for me. He's pretending to be somebody official, but he's out there spreading absolute lies. Why? Just to get people upset and see what happens. But you know what? He's not the only one. I'm not real good at the Instapinter twit face and all that stuff. I went away to seminary and came back 4 years later, and there are all these social media things that I've never heard of before. And I had to learn about them as a high school chaplain my first years as a priest. And what garbage they are. How many people get more news from Twitter than any other source? Apparently people were eating Tide Pods as part of a challenge because somebody thought it was a good idea and taking videos of themselves literally eating poison to get people's approval. When we're talking about false prophets and wolves in sheep's clothing, I think we need to expand our view a little bit to what we take in the media as well. We're not just talking about fallen priests or bishops or people in the church, but we allow ourselves to be shepherded by so many talking heads, people we call influencers, who just make a living by getting us to like their stuff and promoting products and everything else. And yet, these are famous people now. These are people who our children listen to, and some of us, too, follow on Twitter to see what they think, what they're doing, or watch even on cable news. But what are their fruits? What are the fruits of the people we listen to? Even our more credible news sources. 24-hour news tries to get us upset and angry. Tries to get us worried and concerned. Tries to work us up into an emotional frustration to make us go out and do something or be afraid and cower in our homes. Are those the fruits of the Holy Spirit? These people on Instagram and Twitter and Face whatever, Meta, I don't know. They want you to like their stuff. They're so self-centered that they watch their page to see if you're liking and retweeting and following them. They're sending out fake garbage just to make people upset and to cause a stir. They're just saying mean things, thinking they're immune because they hide behind a keyboard and a screen. The emotional pain, the misleading information, the anger, the division, the vitriol. Is this the fruit that we're looking for in our lives? Jesus says, by your fruit you will know them. And maybe we're not following them that closely, but maybe we're participating and tweeting and posting and whatever. Are we so concerned with that we're watching our likes and our retweets and everything else to see, do people really like me? I'm so worried about what people think of what I'm saying that I have to keep a constant eye and look for those little red dots that pop up on my phone telling me someone interacted with me. I think there are a lot more wolves out there today than we would like to believe. Perhaps because they agree with us. Perhaps because we like what they have to say or we wish we were like them. And yet, when we look at the fruit of our own lives, what do we find? I'm angrier than I'd like to be. I feel divided against other people. Perhaps it's a self-absorption we feel with what other people think of us. None of that is good fruit. None of it. Jesus is meant to be our shepherd. And yes, we are social beings and we are meant to have community and everything else. But in our world today, we are getting more news and media and information from sources around the world and everything else than we ever dreamed possible. We're not even just worried about what's happening in our community or our country. We can see every problem everywhere, anytime. We're getting opinions from whoever desires to and has a cell phone or an internet connection. And we're worried about way too many things. What is the fruit of cutting ourselves off from that? Being more attentive to the people in our midst? Being able to love them? Being worried about things that are actually within our control? Having more time to spend with the Lord in prayer? To actually have a conversation face to face and encounter another human being? To be able to see God in them and love them? That's true fruit. To be able to put away the wolves who just desire to rile us up and grab our attention and draw us away from those little ways that God puts in front of us every day to love Him. I'm not saying it's just social media or the news where we find wolves in sheep's clothing. There are a lot of them out there, and they have more influence than ever. What are you allowing to shepherd you? Are you spending time in prayer, listening to the scriptures and God's voice in your life? Are you shepherded by the love of your neighbor, the desire to reach out to the poor, to visit the sick and imprisoned, to welcome back sinners, to actually engage the people that God has put in your midst? Or are you so preoccupied with the things of the world that you have no influence over, no control over, that you forget the people in front of you? Brothers and sisters, I firmly believe that many of these things make us slaves to sin again. They disquiet the peace that Christ desires to give us. They take the place of our relationship talking to Him. They focus us on the world rather than on the kingdom of heaven. All of those people, all of those voices are concerned with the here and the now, with keeping us focused on the things of this life, with making us be concerned with popularity and richness and worldly affairs rather than on the kingdom of heaven. And it may seem innocuous and not a big deal, but we know that there is a choice. Will I focus on the things of God or on the things of this world? It's one or the other. And even if that path veers just a little bit, we will end up somewhere we do not want to go. Brothers and sisters, allow the word of Christ to shepherd you. Allow the shepherds entrusted to your care to be the voices that you listen to. Allow yourself to spend time with God rather than listening to the voices of this world. There are wolves out there, but you need not listen to them. Examine your heart and see the fruit that they have brought, and then the fruit that you find when you draw near to the Lord. They are so very different. And I know we desire what is good, and the Lord always provides it. So let us cast out those wolves. Let us plug our ears to their voices and close our eyes to their posts. We will truly find peace happiness, and the love that we desire, and the relationships God truly desires us to be about.